With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, we're here with a Tottenham update, but this one's a little bit different than the ones you may have heard on this channel before, because our good friend Steve McGookin, you can find on Twitter at Steve McGookin, is actually going to be attending the North London Derby at Wembley with his good friend Patrick. So what's going to be happening today is the two of them will give you a little bit of a preview, a mid-match review, and then a full post-match review of their opinions and thoughts on the game as it's happening and then as it happened. So if you like this format, it's something you're interested in hearing more of, do let us know again at EPL Roundtable. But in the interim, I'll send it over to them. Steve and Patrick, take it away.
Hi, I'm Steve McGookin. I'm here with my fellow Ulsterman, longtime Spurs fan, and my constant matchday companion, Patrick Kerr. Patrick, coming up to the gate today, you could see the anxiety etched on Spurs fans' faces. This is basically a season-defining moment. How do you think it's going to go?
I think you're right, Steve. I mean, the word I would use to describe my mood right now is apprehensive. I think, obviously, back-to-back defeats in the Premier League were a real letdown after the triumph of the Borussia Dortmund result. We need to get back on track. If we lose, we're just a point ahead of the Arsenal, having been 10 points clear only a week ago. So you're right, it's a massive game for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think probably the most disappointing part of the week was, rather than the Chelsea performance, the Burnley loss. I mean, how do we pull ourselves back from something like that, given that we'd just beaten Borussia Dortmund very convincingly and we were on a high?
I would like to think it would be like the Dortmund game, self-motivating. It's the North London Derby. We're at home, we have to win. 80,000, 70,000 people here today. I'm hoping that's going to be enough to get us through, but as you say, we have to get a result.
Absolutely. We'll check back in at half time and see how we're going. After what was a very frustrating first half, and I think Patrick, Arsenal were much more organised from the off. I mean, they definitely frustrated us, but you could tell how anxious I think we were. It was a lot of the times we were giving the ball away unnecessarily, and they were closing us down very, very quickly, and it took us a while to get into our stride. And we had, I think, about a 10 to 15 minute spell in the middle of the half where we started to play quite confidently and put a couple of moves together, but we weren't able to build on that. And obviously the goal was very disappointing. But also losing the goal chalked off, Harry's goal chalked off. But it shows you we're still a threat from set pieces. But we need to be a little bit more organised, I think, in the second half.
I think you've summed it up nicely, Steve. Yeah, no, I think we were inferior in most departments in the first half. We put ourselves under pressure. We gave them too much space, too much time on the ball. They were able to create, to make space. And they managed to organise themselves defensively, which they haven't done on the road this term at all. So obviously we went a goal behind, and as you say, we got our own goal disallowed. So disappointing, frustrating. I hope that there is a bit more in the tank in the second half. We'd look a little bit more energised than we did. I think we looked tired at times. As you said, there was a good spell, about 12, 15 minutes, where we were better than them, but they were overall superior. I don't know whether it's a case of substitutions, whether it's a mindset thing, but there was just too much. We had too much time on the ball, square passing, thinking about things. Wanyama, Sissoko in particular. We needed to be more creative, create more space, be more daring, be more energised. That just did not happen. So I'm looking for a ratcheting up of the gears in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you mentioned it during the game that One interesting competition is between Iwobi and Trippier on this side where we're sitting. And you can tell that Arsenal realize that Iwobi's getting the better of him every time. And it's putting us on the back foot every time that ball comes down that side.
Yeah, there's a few little niggles, a few little battles, particularly on the right side between Trippier and Iwobi, as you say. I'm surprised that, well, Trippier in particular hasn't got a card, actually. I think it's a North London derby, Steve, so yeah. There's always going to be tension in the air. I'm surprised it hasn't been more bad-tempered than it has been, actually. Who knows the second half? You know, we saw a bit of uncharacteristic anger from Harry Kane midweek against Chelsea. You know, if the scoreline stays the same, or God forbid they get a second, I think the temperature's going to go shooting up here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's really important that we come out with a little bit more oomph about us, because we just haven't had that in the first half. So let's see where we are at the end of the game. Okay, so it's after the game. Patrick and I have adjourned to a lovely little pub in Lisson Grove called The Perseverance, which kind of sums up Tottenham's day, really, more than anything else. Not a great technical game, not a tremendous advert for the Premier League, for the neutral. Initial thoughts, it could have gone either way. Up until we equalised, we'll come on to the pens in a minute, but up until we equalised, we were just repeating the mistakes of the first half, giving the ball away too much. Arsenal were, I think, still more organised than we were, although I think that broke down as the second half went on. Refereeing decisions, doubtful, dubious, all over the pitch, really, to be honest. It made for a very frustrating game on the whole. But, you know, at the end of it all, we've put a bookend at the end of a bad week. And so hopefully we can build on that performance and that resilience to move into the next phase. I mean, we've got Dortmund on Wednesday night, Patrick, and that, you know, as long as we don't completely mess up, we should be okay with that. And then we've got a couple of games coming up, but we still have to go in the run, and we still have to go to Liverpool and Man City, and those are going to be obviously challenging games. So what were your impressions of the second half?
Yeah, well, very well put, Steve. I mean, it's definitely better performance. I think we looked, I've talked about at half time the need for being energised, and I definitely mm-hmm. felt that we were getting some of our old mojo back at periods of the second half. It was not a great game of football, as you say, not the best advert. And I said to you, my feeling before the game was one of apprehension, my feeling now is one of relief. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of glad that it's out of the way, that we avoided what would have been if we'd lost three consecutive league defeats the first time since 2012, good which mark. Is not a record that any of us would have wanted to go in to the crucial game on Tuesday night against Borussia Dortmund away. No, I mean, look, I think if we get a result that night, then mm-hmm. it's Champions League quarterfinals and everybody is happier and sunnier disposition. No, the refereeing was bad. I've been looking at some of the commentary after the game, and it looks like Kane was offside for the incident which led to his penalty. I think the Arsenal penalty at the end was not a penalty. I mean, was it Aubameyang went over extraordinarily easily from a pretty innocuous challenge from Sanchez. But, you know, Hugo has now saved penalties in two consecutive penalties. There was Leicester a couple of weeks back and then today. So, and he had a terrific save off from Iwobi in the first
That's
half.
Right,
so,
yes.
Kind of, I would have thought maybe our man of the match, actually.
Yes, I was going to say, I agree with you there.
You know, in terms of the actual impact on the final result. So, relief that it's out of the way.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, Patrick, and I think if we learned anything from that, it's that we have to be better about not giving the ball away. I mean, that was I was saying to you, you know, if it had gone the other way and we had lost, we would definitely have been the architects of our own downfall
for
today.
For sure.
But fair play to Arsenal; they were well organised. They knew. Yeah, they had a game plan. They knew exactly.
I think
they were the better team,
certainly in the first half, and arguably for parts of the second. No, I don't think we'll look back on this as a classic. But our first draw of the season, of course,
yes.
It should be pointed out. You know, new territory for Spurs in 2018-19. And then we've got Southampton away next Saturday afternoon.
That's right, yeah.
And then there's a huge break for international games and FA Cup games until the end of the month where we're away at Liverpool. So hopefully we get 3 points next Saturday.
Yep.
And the result on Tuesday against Borussia Dortmund. And things will look a bit rosier.
And also that'll take an awful lot of pressure off Pochettino as well, because there's been a lot of discussion, obviously, about his future. And
indeed.
The fact that this is a temporary blip rather than anything more substantial. So,
yeah.
I mean, how do you see, what lies ahead for him? And we were talking on the train on the way up today that in a way we're glad that things are going so well for Solskjaer at Man United. Otherwise,
definitely.
The speculation would just be
And the speculation won't go away. I mean, if you look at what United have had in terms of in the post-Ferguson era, and you look at Pochettino, and he pretty much is the perfect fit for them in terms of 4 or 5 years of Premier League experience under his belt, young, clearly extraordinarily talented, able to motivate players, build a team. And of course the kicker is that he hasn't had resources to play with, and you've got one of the richest or second richest clubs in world football. So, open the checkbook time.
Yeah.
I don't think that will go away, that speculation, because there are too many people in this world who have a vested interest in seeing things in the media. Mm-hmm. Will Solskjaer, I agree, his performance has been enormously helpful for us, even though it involved beating us 1-0 at Wembley a couple of months ago. But if he doesn't get top four and doesn't win the FA Cup, then there will be pressure, I'm sure, on us, on Pochettino and Levy. If he does get top four and wins the FA Cup, what more does the man have to do to get the job?
He's got the
dressing room. Yeah. Fans love him. He's a treble winner with United back in '99. Yeah. He's a club legend.
Yeah.
You could spend a lot of time looking for a unicorn. When you've got the right man right under your nose. But as I say, if he doesn't get the FA Cup and he doesn't get top four, then I'm sure the clamour for to get Poch in would be very loud indeed.
I think so. And when you look at the remaining, the run-in for the rest of the season, this is going to be probably the most interesting fight for the last two top four places that we've seen for a long time, because there are so many implications for all of those four teams.
Huge.
In a way, it's hard to know what's going to happen with Sarri and Chelsea, but I would imagine...
A parting of company, I think, is what's going to happen there.
But there's a confirmation if they miss out on top four this year that's probably set in stone. Yeah. Emery, I think, for Arsenal, can probably get away with having a season of rebuilding and fair play to them. They've bounced back. They've done... they've done pretty well recently.
I think very well.
If anything, it's us that has the most to lose by missing out.
Well, all those clubs you mentioned, Steve,
and United,
Chelsea, and Arsenal have all won silverware, of course, in the past 4 or 5 years, and infamously, we have not.
Yes.
And that ticking clock ticks ever louder.
Yeah.
Poch was in the media yesterday about just reiterating the silverware point, and he said it's a longer term project, but acknowledging that players may go, because when you're 40 years old looking back in your career, you're going to look at the trophy cabinet and think, I won X, Y, and Z, and we ain't won X, Y, or Z for 11 years. So
I think
it's not going to happen this year. I mean, we're the best in the world.
We're
not going to win the Champions
League. We're not going to win the Champions League this year, but I absolutely agree with you. But I do think where I agree with Poch is that this is more than about just having silverware. It's about progressing year on year.
It is.
And the exponential level of progression has slowed. We're not sort of learning from our past mistakes.
There were frighteningly long periods of that game today where it felt like I was watching the club from 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we still have this incredible preference for square balls and back passing when we should be going forward with the ball. It sounds so simple and basic to say, but that was to your earlier point about not creating chances.
Yeah.
If you're going backwards with the ball, you're not creating chances.
Yeah.
I think there's... there's a lot of work to be done, and we're not there yet. We're going to put me in a spot, I think we will finish top four, but it may be four rather than third.
Yeah, I'm sort of starting to suspect that as well. But again, another Tottenham roller coaster today, Patrick. But
indeed,
I think that was probably on reflection, probably a fair outcome, because I think Arsenal bossed the first half, certainly, with the exception of maybe 10, 15 minutes. And then we came back into it second half, and we could have won it. You know?
Agreed.
We'll take it. We'll take the bookend and we'll move on.
We'll drink to that.
All the best, man.
Give us...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.